This is your WCMU afternoon newscast for this Wednesday, September 9th. Governor Gretchen Whitmer told business groups today that she can't predict exactly how long her emergency measures will be required to address the COVID-19 crisis. That was at roughly the same time those powers were being challenged in court. We have more from Rick Pluta.
The governor has issued more than 170 COVID-19-related executive orders. The governor agrees she's been prolific in her use of executive orders during what she says is an unprecedented crisis.
These are authorities that we have conferred upon our chief executive in extraordinary circumstances to keep people safe.
That was from an online question and answer session with the Detroit Regional Chamber, where the governor also said Michigan needs to be ready for a second wave of COVID-19. Simultaneously, the state Supreme Court heard arguments on the issue. Republicans in the legislature and some businesses want courts to determine that Whitmer acted beyond her authority. I'm Rick Pluta.
The presidential campaign moves to Michigan this week. Joe Biden is making a campaign stop in Warren today. Donald Trump will be in Freeland tomorrow. The state of Michigan is one of the battleground states in the November election. Sherry Stronin is a professor of political science at Central Michigan University. She says both candidates will stick to messages that resonate most with their supporters.
I think that you'll see Trump trying to continue to return the conversation to the economy because he feels like that's a strong suit. And you'll see Joe Biden continue to try to talk about the failures of the Trump administration in dealing with COVID or the failures of the Trump administration in successfully addressing Black Lives Matter protests.
Stronin says she believes people have their minds already made up. It's just a matter of getting them to the polls. Eastern equine encephalitis has been detected in Michigan animals at higher rates than the same time last year. Michigan health officials say residents should be aware that the mosquito-borne illness is in the state and residents should take precautions to protect themselves. Eastern equine encephalitis, or Triple E, is one of the most deadly mosquito-borne illnesses in the U.S. Lynn Sutphin is with the Department of Health and Human Services.
We have not seen any cases in people, which is good news. But last year we did have 10 human cases, and six of those individuals did die. So we do know that this is concerning. We know this is a very serious virus.
There have been 18 total cases among animals so far this year. Sutphin advises Michiganders to wear long sleeves and insect repellents and avoid being outside at dusk and dawn. A prominent downtown Lansing venue is getting a new name and new purpose. Kevin Laverly has this report.
The Lansing City Market, adjacent to the Grand River, has been vacant since it closed in October 2019. Now, with a new investment from developer Detroit Rising Development, the site will be repurposed as the Lansing Shuffleboard and Social Club. The building will house several shuffleboard courts, food vendors, and an event space for entertainment acts. Andy Shore is the mayor of Lansing.
It's going to be a tremendous addition to our waterfront for our residents, for our visitors, for those who are working downtown, and we expect from people coming in from outside of town just as a destination location.
The $3 million project will not be subsidized by the city of Lansing. The facility is expected to be completed by the summer of 2022. I'm Kevin Lavery.
Correctional officers from Marquette Branch Prison went on the picket line on Tuesday to protest what they're calling unsustainable staffing levels. Nicole Walton has this story.
Employees with the Michigan Department of Corrections held signs saying unsafe conditions and MDOC fails officers just beyond prison property in Marquette. They say 750 officer vacancies statewide have made working at prisons dangerous. Byron Osborne is president of the Michigan Corrections Organization. He says widespread mandatory overtime, sometimes several days a week, is normal practice.
It's not uncommon for our folks to be on the clock for 24 hours because they can't get relieved. We don't have anybody to go relieve them.
The union wants a complete overhaul in MDOC leadership and is looking to Governor Whitmer and the legislature to address recruitment and retention of COs in Michigan. I'm Nicole Walton.
I'm Ben Thorpe, and that was your WCMU afternoon newscast for this Wednesday, September 9th. Thanks for joining us. Have a great evening.